This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, in the ever-changing category that we have of corporate CEOs having the worst possible day, John Stumpf, the chairman and CEO of Wells Fargo. Wells, as you might remember, is paying a $185 million fine for, among other things, opening new accounts for millions of its customers without said customers knowing anything about it. It was done, it seems, in pursuit of hefty bonuses for the bankers involved. Mr. Stumpf, as a result, spent a couple of long, painful hours in front of the Senate Banking Committee today hearing their thoughts about what Wells Fargo did. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who, it has to be said here, is no friend at all of the big banks, had some very specific remedies in mind.
You should resign. You should give back the money that you took while this scam was going on, and you should be criminally investigated.
Wells and many other companies, it turns out, actually do have provisions for taking money back from employees. It's called a clawback, but as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, it is not used all that often.
Clawback is a pretty good word for it.
A clawback is just when you thought you got away, they come after you.
Stephen Davidoff Solomon is a professor at UC Berkeley School of Law.
You've been paid your compensation, you've cashed your bonus, and you do something wrong, and they come back and take your bonus away.
Historically, companies could only grab back bonuses if someone personally broke the law. Since the financial crisis, companies have added other reasons for clawing back money.
Failure to supervise, bad faith, negligent in your duties.
Hillary Sale is a professor of law at Washington University.
Most of the clawback policies currently in place leave a fair amount of discretion to the board of directors.
Part of Dodd-Frank actually requires publicly traded companies to have clawback clauses, but it is not in effect yet. Still, a lot of companies are already putting them on the books.
85% of the Fortune 100 companies have these policies in place.
But this does not mean that they're dusted off and used very often.
Rarely.
David Min is assistant professor at UC Irvine School of Law.
But then again, they're fairly new.
Also, clawing back money can quickly become a legal catfight. And Min says boards may be hesitant because they don't want to discourage risk-taking.
The type of pushing the boundaries behavior is actually conduct that boards may want to see a lot of because in most situations it may tend to maximize shareholder wealth until they get caught.
Then again, not clawing back money after a scandal can look really, really bad. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.